Welcome back to another episode of Cyber Defense TV. I have a special guest sitting in my hot seat today. Joshua Behar is the CEO of Ericom Software and Ericom Shield. So you can go to ericom.com or ericomshield.com, and I want to learn more about this amazing company. Joshua, welcome.
Thank you for inviting me.
So tell us, what do you do to secure the browser experience, and can you explain how you're different and innovative against what's out there today for cybersecurity?
Super. Well, you know, walking the hall here in RSA, a lot of very innovating companies, and what you can see that most of them are focusing on filtering, trying to identifying the next malware, and we know that this industry is moving at a very rapid pace, which means that you might identify a threat today, but it will be very difficult for you to identify the next threat. So we took a very different approach and said, let's not try to identify the threat, let's take an approach of isolating. Let's creating some sort of a barrier or isolate the threat. So the way that we operate is we make sure that whenever you surf the net, you surf it outside the organization, inside a disposable container, which means you're browsing, even if someone is attacking you, is attacking this disposable container, the minute that you finish browsing, we toss the container away, and there is no persistence. And that's the way that we are very different. What's coming back is only an image. So a typical browser, if you go to any sites, including, you know, CNN, BBC, or others, you will see there's a lot of active code running on this browser. And we make sure that all this active code is running inside the container. So that's the big difference in the way that we operate compared to many other companies that are out there in the market.
So about half the infections today come through people clicking on links in their, you know, email, whether it's web or on their computer, and the other half is malware drive-by through searching in Google and other search engines and clicking links that they probably shouldn't have clicked inside their browser. Are you telling me that your solution is giving me kind of a wall I can still see and activate and go through the browser experience that I normally would, but the risky stuff isn't infecting my system?
Exactly. So we make sure that all the risky stuff is actually stays outside. And, you know, if I will tell you, you know, there's a link, go ahead and link that. Many people will be worried, but in our case, we actually go in and click on that because we feel very, very secure that nothing will happen. Everything will execute inside this disposable containers, and we toss it. So that's a big difference between sandboxes. Sandboxes look at the code, analyze, and then release the code. We don't release. I mean, you execute it inside the container, and we toss away the container.
So if the container did get some malicious code through to it,
right,
is that running on my computer at all, or is it...
It's remote. Everything is done remotely.
This is, you know, brilliant.
Yeah, Gartner is very hot on this topic. They actually created a new category called RBI, Remote Browsing Isolation. And Gartner was very hot this year. In the latest report by Neil McDonald, he was saying, if you're an enterprise, 2018, you need to check this technology, because we believe that this is a very effective technology. And it's not just Gartner. Ovum just came with a very similar recommendation, saying that Ericom is on the radar on Ovum. So they believe that this is a very interesting technology and a very effective technology.
Now, here's the interesting thing. I'm a small business, and I want my browser experience to safe. And then there's big businesses like, say, Bank of America, and they want their browsing experience safe. Can we all afford the Ericom solution?
Sure. You just take a different probably model. You will probably go to one of our partners that is hosting such solutions, and you're going to route your traffic to one of these MSSPs, and they will protect it by running it remotely, your internet traffic remotely. If you're a bigger organization, you can put it on the DMZ or in the cloud, and they can probably use their own servers. So that will be the difference.
So any size organization can get access to this remote, how do you say it, RBI?
RBI, Remote Browser Isolation.
Remote Browser Isolation.
Right.
This is the first time I've heard this term. So you are very innovative. You're saying, listen, browsing is where we have a lot of problems. Users don't know what to click on. The human interaction is get infected.
Right.
So you're just providing an extra layer by taking all that problem away from the user.
Yeah, I want to give you an example. You know, last year there was a very famous ransomware attack called BadRabbit. In the case of BadRabbit, people just browsed the internet and went to news sites. So, you know, most organizations today are using antivirus, they're using, you know, firewalls, and they're using URL filtering. URL filtering, it means that you will, that whenever you want to browse someplace, the system will look at the URL and says, is this is a malicious site or it's not. Most news sites are not considered to be malicious sites, right? So your URL filtering will not block you in going into CNN or going to BBC or going, in the Russian case, to a Russian news site. So people browsed to these Russian sites, and all systems were clear. And while they were surfing and reading news, suddenly they got a pop-up saying, you know, you need to update your Java or you need to update your PDF. Most users don't associate the fact that they were browsing to this site to the fact that they got a message to update their Java. And most people would just click update.
So this was injected malware that came as maybe a fake ad into the news site on their ad stream?
Exactly.
And who would know, because the pop-up looked like it came from their computer asking them to do something.
Exactly. And then people will click update, and you get infected by ransomware within seconds.
How do you stop that?
Well, exactly the way we operate is, if you're going to browse to this site, it's going to be in a remote location, right? I mean, the browser is actually outside of the organization. So any pop-ups or any other malicious code will be executed inside this container.
Wow, so even if I clicked on, yes, it's time for my PDF update, that's right. Not happening on my computer.
Exactly.
You have saved me from an infection.
Exactly.
It sounds great. So what I'd like to say to our viewers, take a look at ericomshield.com, learn more about RBI, remote browser isolation, and protect your users from all this malware and all these problems, because they will click the link. Check out ericomshield.com and ericom.com, and stay tuned next time for another episode of Cyber Defense TV. Thank you.